Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Wednesday morning. Vanderbilt taking on Tennessee on Saturday to close out the regular season. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee. Clark, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy early Thanksgiving to you. Doing well.
Happy early Thanksgiving to you as well. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, Clark, going to Neyland Stadium on Saturday to take on the Vols. From your perspective as somebody who's been around this program for a long time, what does this game, what does this rivalry mean to you and to Vanderbilt?
Well, it's it's personal to me. I mean, this goes back to, my first moments as a Vanderbilt football fan as a kid. And just, we weren't allowed to have orange in the house. It was law in the Lee household. We were all black and gold. And it's a personal game. I mean, I think as the coach of the team, obviously, we talk in that manner, and we make sure that we understand the importance of this rivalry. We also recognize the fact that, this needs to be an opportunity for us to play better, and that's the biggest thing. We want to be able to put some pressure on Tennessee by playing better football, and so certainly we're excited, and no matter what's happened to this point in the season, to finish the game against your in-state rival is just an opportunity to go out in the right direction. And so we want to do that.
Where is your team right now, Clark, just in terms of, I guess, both in terms of, just morale, but also health? I mean, I know, both have been challenged a lot this year, but how do you feel just about your team? Last game of the season, rival coming up, where do you think you guys are?
Yeah. I can only go off kind of what I see and what I experience interacting with the team. And, I feel like we've had a good couple weeks. I thought the bye week finished really well. We obviously didn't do as much last week just because there's only so much you can get accomplished. So it wasn't like we were on the field for 2 hours every day. We try to be aware of the fact that at the end of the season, it's about mental and physical recovery. It's about trying to get guys back healthy. I feel like they've come out this week really intentional in their work. And, I think obviously when you're falling short of results, and this is true of in anything in life, it's a challenge. I think a lot's revealed in these moments and you learn about who you are and you learn about where you are on the whole as a program. I'm proud of the resilience. I'm proud of the way the kids have stayed in the fight. I think, what I've tried to illustrate to them is that, we're not as far off as it feels. And it's not just about the players. I think this message to the staff as well, like, taking ownership of the small details. When we talk about our margins being razor thin, we have to win some of those margins to have a chance to close the gap and to be in competitive games. And we've done that at times this season, and we've held the line and been a possession or two away of putting some real pressure on the opponent, and we've also been inconsistent in that, and that's when games have gotten away from us. So look, when you fall short of results, it's hard. That's true of anything in life. This is a moment of adversity for us where we're evolving and growing and being delivered into a better version of what this program will be. But in the short term here, I've been pleased with the response of the program, and I'm looking forward to our best game of the season this weekend.
Well, Clark, obviously not a ton of sample size at this point, but overall, what have you made of the way that Walter Taylor has played when he's been in there, and what do you think about what the plan could be at quarterback this week?
Well, we're open to anything at that position. I think just as a general statement, we haven't played well enough on offense to win in the last, and I know it's not rocket science, but, the last 3 weeks, I felt like we've come up short there. And the one thing that, I'm paying attention to is the fact that when you can't sustain drives, when you can't possess the ball and control the game with your offense, you leave a lot of exposure on your defense and your special teams. And in particular, in the South Carolina game where we had, rainy conditions and a wet field, the seventh punt of the game, we snap the ball back on the ground and it gets blocked. That's been a unit that's performed really, really well for us. But, my goal would be to have that unit on the field less. And so we need to do a better job offensively, possessing the ball, extending drives through conversion down success and shortening the game. I think this weekend in particular against an explosive offense, we want to be good at keeping their offense off the field. And we're open to anyone that gives us the best chance to do that. AJ started the year, hit a little bit of a rut with injury there as well through the middle. Ken came on and did a good job of kind of steadying the ship and aligning the other 10 players on the field and interjecting some energy and leadership into that group. I think Walt's done a nice job in his snaps of adding another element to that position where he can run the ball. Obviously, we had a disappointing finish to the South Carolina game where we lost the ball twice in exchanges at the quarterback position, and so that's not okay. That'll never be a formula for us to win. But for us coming off a bye in particular here late in the season, we put it all on the table and say, hey, what's the best combination of people that gives us the best chance to win the game? That's what we'll do on Saturday, and not ready to talk about that all the way yet, but certainly not cut off to any possibility.
Is that decision, Clark? Obviously you go into off-season mode, right after Saturday. Are you looking at this decision in terms of the long term at the position as well, or do you have to just say, what's the best chance with this game? Who do you give the reps to, and then you worry about that stuff later.
We worry about that stuff later. We want to do the best we can to position this team to finish strong. And that's where our focus is. And I think anymore in college football, you're year to year in general. So, you just do the best you can to piece things together and to put the most competitive product on the field and worry about the future stuff in the future.
Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee with us here on Robbie and Rexroad. So, Clark, obviously, Tennessee with good players offensively, so that's a challenge in and of itself. But the tempo and the scheme and all those things that they bring to the table, what's the challenge defensively of handling specifically the tempo and how fast they like to go offensively?
Well, it can come on you like a tidal wave. I mean, it's just, if they get rhythm and they get lined up and they find some gashers, there's a psychological component to that. It's really, really challenging. So the first thing is, can you get 11 guys lined up with their cleats in the ground on the same page? That gives you a chance. And from there, you want to be able to take space early in the down. And so when they want to get the ball out on the perimeter, are your eyes in the right place? Again, are you eliminating the space earlier so that you're not giving those playmakers a lot of room to run? There's a horizontal stretch to the formation that gives way to some vertical puncture in the run game. So the next thing is going to be how we stop the run through this tempo offense. And then if they're able to get rhythm, obviously they're going to want to go up and over the top, and they're really good at doing that. And so how we cap the shots, how we down our mistakes, and just try to force them to go the long, hard way. That'll be the recipe for us to have success. And I always say this, but I think defending these offenses requires all three phases too. So again, possession of the ball on our offensive side, shortening the game that way, and then obviously special teams, forcing them on long fields too. Let's be really good. In the last couple contests against these guys, we haven't done a great job of creating advantage for ourselves on special teams. I'd love to see this team do that on Saturday.
Then obviously, things have not gone well for this Tennessee team, defensively the last two games, Clark, but they typically play better in that stadium. They have tremendous talent up front. They've had injuries at linebacker. How do you view trying to attack that defense and the way they play?
Well, it's late season for them too. They've had a tough stretch and they are banged up. I think this is a really disruptive front. They have an ability to get you off schedule, to tackle the ball in the backfield, to pressure the quarterback that makes generating offense challenging. I think you look at where teams have had success, and it's getting the ball in the air and it's getting it spread around a little bit to get away from that, the teeth of that defense. And again, like any team we play in this league, it's, how are you going to create space for yourself in the run game? You know, you can't just line up and think you're going to run inside zone against these guys. They move well. They're aggressive. They're assertive on defense. And it'll be first down, second down, third down punt. But if we can get the ball out on the perimeter, if we can get it, you know, on the edge and start to pull them apart and stretch them, I think we can find some room for the run game, and that's where we can establish a rhythm and be on schedule on first and second down. And the goal then, again, to maintain possession, which ultimately will give us an opportunity to be explosive. We have to increase the number of snaps we're taking on offense. And if we can't do that, you know, we're putting ourselves in a dangerous or precarious position against a really good offense.
Well, Clark, really appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Likewise, guys. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Coming up next, we are punting Joe Rex Road's Rex rant out of the way for today only. No rant today. We are going to do Pigskin Pick'em coming up next. Paul Kuharski.
Rant, I will not.
Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com. Coming up after that, you're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.